VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday urged an end to the grueling Mideast conflict after Israel struck Iran early Saturday in what Washington said was justified retaliation for a strike on Israel earlier this month. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Biden stopped to address the ongoing war as he cast his vote on Monday and threw his support behind a two-day ceasefire deal proposed by Egypt's leader.
We need a ceasefire. We should end this war. It should end. It should end. It should end.
U.S. allies agree. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
I am clear that Israel has the right to defend itself against Iranian aggression. I'm equally clear that we need to avoid further regional escalation and urge all sides to show restraint.
The U.S. State Department on Monday warned Iran not to respond to Israel's October 26th response to Iran's October 1st missile attack on Israel. Spokesman Matthew Miller warned that if Iran did respond, the U.S. would continue to defend Israel. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
At a cabinet meeting in Seoul Tuesday, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said that military cooperation between North Korea and Russia, quote, poses a significant security threat to the international community. President Yoon said Monday that the deployment of North Korean troops to the battlefield in Ukraine could happen more quickly than anticipated, according to South Korean intelligence assessments. The U.S. Defense Department said Monday that North Korea has sent about 10,000 troops to train in Russia, more than tripling NATO's previous estimate of 3,000 troops. The U.S.-led military alliance says North Korean troops have also been deployed to Russia's Kursk region, where Ukrainian forces invaded during a surprise attack in August and still hold territory. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Washington Tuesday to deliver what her campaign describes as her closing argument to voters with just 1 week left before Election Day. The Democratic presidential candidate will speak at the same spot on the National Mall where then-President Donald Trump spoke to thousands of supporters on January 6, 2021, and falsely claimed the 2020 election had been stolen from him. The speech incited the crowd to storm the U.S. Capitol, interrupting the formal certification of Democrat Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. Meanwhile, Trump is dealing with a storm of controversy from Sunday's campaign rally in New York City's Madison Square Garden. A comedian opened the rally for the Republican candidate by calling the U.S. Caribbean territory of Puerto Rico, quote, a floating island of garbage. Trump's vice presidential running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, was asked about the insult during an appearance Monday in Wisconsin.
We're not going to restore the greatness of American civilization if we get offended at every little thing. Let's have a sense of humor.
Experts say small modular reactors, called SMRs, are bringing affordable nuclear energy to less wealthy countries. But what are SMRs, and why are proponents so excited about them? VOA reporter Henry Wilkins explains.
This year, Ghana and South Africa signed deals with firms to build their first SMRs. SMRs are miniature nuclear power plants with an electricity output about one-third that of regular nuclear plants. They're cheaper because of their smaller size and because they're factory-built. They require less upfront investment, making it more affordable for smaller economies to get nuclear power. Modular parts make the small reactors easier to alter and upgrade and less expensive to maintain. But critics argue that countries should focus on renewable energies such as wind and solar, which don't carry the environmental risk of nuclear power and don't produce radioactive waste. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
In sports, the Los Angeles Dodgers are one game away from clinching the franchise's eighth Major League Baseball championship. The Dodgers defeated the New York Yankees 4-2 Tuesday night in Game 3 of the World Series. Dodgers starting pitcher Walker Buehler and six relievers combined to hold the Yankees to just five hits, while first baseman Freddie Freeman led the way with a two-run home run, his third consecutive game with a home run in this series.
It's just more important to get some runs for Walker so he can settle down and do what he did tonight. He was amazing. Our bullpen's been amazing, but Walker's been pitching big games for a long time, pretty much his whole career.
Los Angeles holds a 3-0 lead over New York. They could sweep the series with a victory Tuesday night in Yankee Stadium. That wraps up this update. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.